Hello, my audio friends. It's Slandy here. Yes, Slandy. For another, audio recording. I just left the house. I'm in the car and I'm going, well, where else? It's Monday night. Where else would I be going? That's right. I'm going to go do the groceries. Give that man a cigar. Actually, cigars aren't very good for you. Give that man a bran muffin. crazy. Oh, the roads are in such bad shape. Not because of potholes, it's because of all the ice that still hasn't melted. And it's, with the traffic going over the roads and the ice, it sort of has made all these divots and bumps and stuff. And it's terrible, 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 terrible. Feels like I'm driving off-road here. Well, I basically am. And this little car of mine has such a short wheelbase and very, very tall tires, or very big rims. So very, very low profile tires, and it makes for a rather rough ride. So today, after work, I went to the optometrist, because back in January, the 20th of January, in fact, I got my new glasses. And it had been a while. I think it had been 2 or 3 years I had not gone to the optometrist. And amazingly, I discovered that my eyes got better. I used to be at minus 7.75, and my eyes went down to minus 7. So I got my new glasses back in January. And for the most part, I thought I was happy with them. When I first put them on, I could read well, and everything was seemingly going well. But I would say a couple of weeks after getting my glasses, I noticed that I really wasn't seeing all that well. My right eye was compensating quite a bit, and I actually couldn't see all that well out of my left eye. I was just basically having problems, and I could tell that my left eye was getting weaker, not weaker, but lazier and lazier, as my right eye was basically compensating for it. And I noticed that when I looked at, say, like the clock in the microwave, I could see it clearly in my right eye. If I closed my left eye, I could see it clearly. It was about an arm's length away, maybe a little bit more, and it was clear, it was fine. But when I closed my right eye, for the same distance, same glasses, the clock was very blurry. And the only way to make the clock clearer was to pull the glasses away from my eye. In other words, it's as if my glasses were too strong for my eyes. Really weird. I thought there was something wrong with my eye. Obviously, you start thinking the worst. And every now and then, I would get this kind of nebulous, or it felt like sand in my eye or something. And tearing all the time. I always had tears in my eyes, and I was always batting my eye, trying to clear away the tears so I could see properly. But of course, it wouldn't work. I would never see properly. And so I didn't know what to do. And time went on. And I decided finally, okay, this is not an adjustment to my new glasses. There's something wrong. So I made an appointment about a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago to see the optometrist. And I finally saw him today. It was the strangest thing, because I went in and he sat me down and he listened to me. Listen to what I had to say. And he put me behind that weird contraption thing that makes everybody look like they're from some kind of steampunk music video or something, and proceeded to do almost a complete eye exam, but shortened. And he was specifically going for something. I think he had a hunch, but I guess he just wanted to confirm it. So he takes all the measurements, pulls away the machine, looks at me, and he says, the numbers are right. It's the prescription you have. I looked at him, and I was, I must admit, I was a little bit dismayed. And I said, but, you know, doctor, I can't see well out of my left eye. I'm not inventing this. I just can't see properly. And then he proceeds to tell me, well, you do know we don't actually see with our eyes. Yes, you can well imagine. I was like, excuse me? He says, we see with our mind. Okay. He says, well, all the numbers are correct. But for some reason, your brain is not interpreting the signal it gets from your left eye properly. So, of course, that, you know, all the alarm bells went off. I mean, what's wrong with me, right? He says, no, nothing's wrong with you. He says, in some cases, this is what happens. And the only way to figure it out is by trial and error. Because I can't see through your eyes. I cannot see through your brain. So you have to tell me. I have to go with that. And he says, see, I can't give myself an eye exam. I wasn't sure where he was going with this. But when another optometrist gave me an eye exam, he had to correct one of my eyes. In fact, he had to do the same thing that he was about to do for me. He gave me a lens to put in front of my glasses. And basically, it corrected my glasses by 0.5 down. In other words, instead of having -7, I now have -6.5 in my left eye. And bingo, everything came into clear focus. And it was as if he had reestablished sort of a balance between my eyes. I could feel it. Not see it. I could feel it. It was weird. And so what he's going to do is he's going to make another lens for me, which I should get by the end of the week, for my glasses. So basically he's giving me a weaker lens in the left eye because my brain wants a weaker lens. It doesn't make any sense at all, but it's as if my brain is compensating 0.5 degrees of diopter, or whatever it's called, or 0.5 diopter. So my eye is seeing a certain thing, and although right now, if I look at if I'm looking at the license plate in front of me from a distance, it's clear. If I close my right eye, it's clear, but it could be more clear. So there's just something. And that's the problem. I couldn't tell him what it was. It's as if, well, it's almost clear, but not quite. And he says that's exactly what he felt. You know you're not seeing quite clearly, but it's nothing the glasses can do for you. It's your brain. And I mean, this just blew my brain right out. I mean, I wasn't 100% sure I understood it. And I asked him, is there a physiological reason for this? He says, no. This is purely psychological. And it may be neurological, but he wouldn't commit himself on that. But he says, no, it's the way your brain is processing the signal. Your brain wants 0.5 diopter less. So that was really, really interesting. So what this leaves me at is I'm going to get a new lens in my left eye. Not in my left eye, in my left glasses. And hopefully it'll correct for this. And I'll be eternally grateful to him if it does, because I'll be very, very happy. I really need this correction. So that's it. I guess that's the big news for today. I don't have anything else that comes to mind right away. And anyway, I've just about used up my time. And I have arrived at the grocery store. So, till next time, thanks for listening.